This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, and YouTube. Well, as Caps fans, I think all of us this week are going, what the puck is going on with these Capitals? Not a good week if you're a Caps fan. I'm already making Coach Dan facepalm. That's what I'm doing with my commentary here. But Coach Dan, what the puck is going on?
We're not even a minute in. And I'm already like, no, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm here for the bad comedy. That is what I'm here for.
Yeah, you are. The problem, they suck.
Yeah, this comedy matches the Caps play this past week. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back because that Minnesota game up until Carl Hagelin was great. Some of the best hockey I've seen them play yet this year.
As a loss is 100% not on Carl Hagelin.
I want to say it started going downhill at that point.
Yeah, but that's on all the players. That's not on Hagelin. Like, them giving up that goal, they still had a lead.
Yeah.
In that game. They still had every opportunity to win that game, and they made the choice to start playing poorly then. And that game easily could have been, Hagelin gets that, you go, all right, well, you know, it happens. S happens. Let's move on from it. It's not a big deal. We're going to be fine. But instead, and I don't know if it was as a result of that goal necessarily, but instead they just kind of forgot that they were supposed to win the game.
Well, I think
they just kind of were going through the motions. And that, first of all, that's not even the goofiest one that I've seen of a known goal kind of thing. So there was one years ago. This actually was great because but Tarik El-Bashir liked my tweet. Tarik likes me.
You guys are best friends now.
Yeah, we're buddies. We're hanging out on the weekends and stuff. No, he had put a – I think I texted you. Or you sent me the video. I had texted you or put something on Twitter about how there was a goal. It was the Caps back in like the early to mid-2000s. They were not very good. They were playing Carolina. Carolina was a good team at that point. Caps took a penalty. Carolina guy kind of brought the puck out from behind the net, was like bringing it up the ice along the blue line, turned around and like passed it backwards. Like there was a goalie there, but there was no goalie in the net. And it was just like, and made its way in. And that one was really funny versus Hagelin was just trying to make a pass or whatever he's doing. It was really bad and it happened to go in the net.
I mean, I think due to the fact that it messed up Zach Fucale's winning streak, he had not let a goal through for X amount of minutes, and then he gets pulled, not even his fault, and then Carl Hagelin makes that really dumb pass. And this game against Minnesota, it should not have even been that close. Minnesota was down nine players.
They actually only dressed 4 skaters the whole game.
I mean, that's what it was. That's really what it was. So I think after that own goal, the Minnesota Wild were like, oh, you know, we might actually be able to win this.
And we can pull something out here.
They're like, well, if the Caps are just going to give us goals, then we're going to work with them too. So I think that's what it was. Like, I was fully expecting this to be like a wrestling match and Carl Hagelin was going to take his Caps jersey off and have a Wild jersey on underneath. That's what it felt like. Because,
no.
It turned the tide of that entire
game.
Dude,
it wasn't intentional. It wasn't like, first of all, the Caps can't even score on an empty net when they're trying.
True.
So to think that Hagelin would be able to do that on purpose is just no, like not even remotely possible. He just screwed up.
You do have to admit though.
Not even that. He was just making a pass or trying to make a pass, and it just the odds that that was going to happen is just, I have to imagine, astronomically small. And it was just unfortunate timing. But the fact is, it's just, are we saying that this team is that mentally soft that a setback of their own doing that is so minor during a time where they're not struggling, really, that they're just going to collapse? Is that what this team is?
Yes.
That's a problem.
Big problem.
And in reality, it's not, because we've had so many injuries and so many COVID. I mean, every team has, but issues related to COVID, and they've been able to overcome those. I mean, they've had lineups where it looks like a preseason game and they're still getting points. Yeah, they got 1 point Minnesota, but they're still getting wins. They're getting both points in those games. So the Minnesota game, there's no, I'm not taking any excuses for why they lost that game, other than they're dumb. They can't be that soft mentally, because they've been able to, they've dealt with worse.
I honestly think that just turned the tide of that game, and Minnesota kind of woke up at that point, and the Caps didn't know how to respond. They probably were on autopilot thinking, oh, nine guys are out, no big deal, we'll get out of here, get our 2 points, and then hit the road. But that was not the case. The Wild woke up when the Caps had their own goal, and I think also because it was a mistake on Haglund's part. It messed with Fucale's tally of how many minutes he had without giving up a goal. And then I think it was like the 100th goal of a Minnesota Wild player, and he didn't even touch the puck. I mean, that goal meant so much to both teams for all the wrong reasons. And I think it kind of woke up Minnesota. But the biggest issue right now that the Capitals have is their goaltending. We have three goaltenders that are okay. They're pretty good. None of them are great. And we have a guy who everyone saw as the number one in Samsonov being the guy. And then he gets pulled, and the guy, the number one, the 1A, doesn't even dress the next night. That's where we're at with this organization. That's not good coaching, and that's not good goaltending if all three of your guys that you have, given Fucale's already on his way back to Hershey after the abysmal start he had against Boston. But it's kind of telling, and it's kind of worrisome that you have a guy who is like, all right, we're going to invest in this guy. Oh, yeah, and then he doesn't even get a sweater. He doesn't even get to be the backup the next game. That you can't win with that formula.
And I wonder if part of the issue with this team is they need a veteran to be able to kind of come in and settle in, because we have two young goalies in Samsonov and Vanecek. Pause that for a second. Fucale's a great story. He's now set the record for the longest streak without allowing a goal in the NHL.
Yeah.
To start his career. And the fact that the first ever goal was against him while he's on the bench just makes it even funnier.
Yeah.
With that said, yeah, he was sent back to Hershey. And I think part of the reason he was sent back to Hershey is because he has not shown in his career that he's the guy. At an NHL level, right?
There was something now, there, and Laviolette was like, all right, we'll give you a start. Let's see how you do.
Well, he played well in the game prior, so they want, my guess is he wanted to give him another opportunity.
Yeah.
They happened to be up against Boston, and Boston told no. Now,
4 goals on 16 shots.
Fucale's, yeah, but we've seen that from NHL quality or caliber goalies too.
Sure.
Fucale's has shown at the NHL, given it's a very small sample size, that he has skill. So it's, you know, he's not the guy. At least we can't say that yet. But I don't think this is the last time we're necessarily going to see him. But yeah, that Boston game did not help.
No.
Anything for him. But I think right now with Samsonov, with Vanecek, I think right now what the Caps are getting is they're getting inconsistency. And you get that with young goaltenders. They're going to go through ups and downs. You get that with young players in general. They go through ups and downs, just like teams do throughout the season. But I feel like part of it is way more noticeable when you're the goalie.
Sure.
Because pucks are going in, right? As a young winger, if I'm playing, but I'm not playing as well as I can, or I'm not having a low point in the season, I'm not playing as much. It's not going to hurt my team because there's plenty of other guys that can actually score and make things happen. But when you're the goalie, it's like quarterback in the NFL, right? I'm not necessarily comparing those two roles and saying they're alike, but I'm saying in terms of the focus and when you're playing poorly, how much more obvious it is. However, I don't think we're in a situation where we're like, well, neither one of these is the guy. We got to go find a goalie. Like, maybe they need to get a goalie at the deadline if they really think that this is a season they can make a run.
Well, here, let me say this. Here's something that I've seen on the Twitterverse, and there's some talk about it. You know, there was a lot of jokes. Here's going to be the next former Capital. But Tuukka Rask is in the AHL right now in Providence.
Not anymore.
No?
I take that back. Boston signed him to a deal, but I don't know. I think he's, don't know if he's back with the Bruins per se. He might be still. He's not going anywhere. It's Boston or nothing for him.
But you see, do the Capitals give like a sweet deal to Boston to bring in a veteran like Tuukka Rask for half a season, like we saw with Halak back in the day? You know, is that a chance that Rask could be that veteran stabilizer here while Sammy or VTech figure out what they're going to do next? I mean, we're in a really odd space right now with goaltending, because like you said, I agree with you, a veteran to kind of right the ship and be a leader here is kind of what they need. However, if they wanted to just stick with Sammy and call it a day, they didn't have to get VTech back from Seattle. So they see something in VTech, they see something in Sammy, but like no one's really outshining the other, I guess.
No, I don't think they're not right now. I mean, you have a 24-year-old in Samsonov. Vanacek's a little bit older at 26. He doesn't have quite as many minutes in the NHL that you would see some 26-year-olds. But I don't think they necessarily want to throw either one of these guys away, if that makes sense, right? I don't think either one of them at this point, they're like, you know what, this isn't our guy. Samsonov still has plenty of time to be the guy. He's only 24 years old. He can still play another 3 years and still just be getting into his prime.
Sure.
So still playing that. What they need, potentially, because Samsonov nor Vanacek have shown the consistency that this team, a team that's this good, needs, or that has the kind of aspirations that this team has, do you need to go out and get a veteran? It's not going to be Rask. I think Tuukka Rask himself is going to be Boston or nowhere else. And it's not like he's going to go leave Boston because he wants a better opportunity at winning in the playoffs.
He's going to stick with Boston if he wants that.
It's Boston or bust for him. If someone was asking me, what do you think is going to happen to Tuukka Rask? He's staying in Boston. I don't think he's going to go anywhere else. He's also not the only guy that's potentially available.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of possibility of other goaltenders that could potentially be available. I mean, if you're looking at standings, Islanders are struggling right now. You know, do you go out? Do you bring back Varlamov? The return of Semyon. No, I don't know. Do you go out and do you get a goalie that's a rental for the playoffs? I don't think that necessarily kills Samsonov in terms of his development. It probably doesn't help, but I think at some point you have to weigh the development versus your current aspirations and what you want. You know, Seattle is not having a great first season in the NHL. They're 29th in the league right now.
Yeah, they're no Golden Knights.
And, you know, do you go out and try and bring in their number one in Grubauer? No, because he's got a ton of years left on his deal. That doesn't do you any good. So if the Caps are going to go out and get someone, I'm thinking you want to go out and you want to get a rental. Or you want to go out and you want to get a guy who's here for this season and next season.
Right.
You know, so that you can bring someone in, I don't know who, but you bring in someone that Samsonov can learn from, have an opportunity to be mentored by to an extent, while this other person's really playing some good hockey. Now, there is a guy who apparently is doing pretty well in Dallas. I don't know if they want to give him up. But how funny would that be?
I mean,
is he actually doing well in Dallas? I have no idea. I feel like I see clips every once in a while.
I know he currently has COVID.
Man, everybody getting it at this point. And he's only got $2 million is just the season. It's not like the worst idea. But I'd have to see his stats, if I'm to be honest. Like, I don't know what his stats are. They could be terrible, in which case, disregard everything I just said. So, I don't know.
So, if you bring out this other goalie, and then you do have a backup, you're still going with Sammy, and VTech is where? Somewhere else, or in Hershey?
Well, I think Samsonov is in D.C. because he's your guy.
You still think that?
Right. I still think he's their guy. I don't know if he's necessarily their guy this year. But he's their guy. He's still potentially their guy. He's only 24. Like I said, he could be playing for 3 more years as a backup. Let's say this theoretically. He could play for 3 more years as a backup and then go into his prime as the starter. I mean, you have a lot of goalies that come in when they're younger. Look at like Matt Murray. He came in, he won 2 cups with the Penguins. Then they shipped him off to Ottawa when he started to struggle. And now he's with a bad Ottawa team. There's so much where look at Braden Holtby. He wasn't here forever.
He was here for a long time.
He was here for a while, but everybody moves on. I kind of got away from my point here a little bit. But what I'm trying to get at is that Samsonov is still young. There's still plenty of time for him to learn and then become the guy. I still think he's their guy for the future. I don't think you necessarily be like, screw it, this guy's got nothing. He's only 24. He hasn't played that much in the NHL at this point. And he's shown flashes of being really, really good. It's the consistency aspect that you get with the more you play, that you get with, what's the word I'm looking for here? You get with being more comfortable in the league.
Confident.
And thank you. More confidence. As you get that confidence, as you get more games under your belt, you theoretically will become more consistent. But you have to prove that. But can a team that has the aspirations of winning a cup before their core, their veteran core of Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie and Carlson, before they're done? And Carlson's got a little bit more time than the rest of those guys. And I understand that Wilson's probably also, he's also part of the core, but he's younger, so he didn't work for the point I'm trying to get at.
He's got plenty of years left.
You've got your older core that doesn't have a ton of time left, and who knows how much longer they're going to be able to play at the same level that they're playing. I mean, Ovechkin's different because he's not a human being. He's some sort of android.
He's a Russian machine. There's a whole website about him.
There you go. That's true. But we've seen Backstrom not healing from injuries as well as he used to. Oshie having trouble staying in the lineup. How much more time do you have to win a cup with these specific players as a part of your core? I would imagine not much. I'm not saying the window's closed. It's closing.
Right.
I don't know how quickly it's necessarily closing. But when they won the cup, they weren't the best team in the league. They had the best playoffs.
Do you think this is a Stanley Cup winning team right now?
They're on a four-game losing streak. No.
I mean,
they've had four ugly losses during the streak.
Yeah. That's the thing. No. Just the way that they have lost these games has been really concerning, because starting out with that Minnesota game, even maybe not so much the Boston game, but they start out really strong. Like those first 10 minutes, this Caps team looks unbeatable. And then after that first 10 minutes, they go downhill so quick. It's like the full 60 minutes just is not possible. Like if the Caps, if there was a 10-minute league, Caps would be undefeated right now.
Play a little pond hockey or something?
Yeah.
But it's interesting because that's always kind of been this team's issue.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I'll speak for myself. I don't watch enough hockey to know specifically as to if they... if other teams have the same issue, but I imagine they do.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to venture a guess, I'd guess that they do. Can I quickly go back to Braden Holtby? As of this moment, given he does have COVID, he has better stats than the two main guys in DC. He's got better GAA and a better save percentage. I'm not saying go get Braden Holtby, but I'm not saying don't go get Braden Holtby.
I mean, I know a lot of people would be really happy with him coming back into town, but I don't know.
I don't know if he would cost that much because he's on the last, he's on a 1-year deal. Is Dallas have a chance? Oh no, they're fighting for a spot, so they may not want to do that. Maybe not. Maybe it's not possible. I don't know. I think it's at least worth, I think looking for a goalie for this year and potentially next is worth the conversation. And I wonder if bringing someone like, let's say Holtby, I wonder if that would be a huge, like, dressing room morale kind of, not that it's bad, but like a boost to have, you know, arguably, I don't say arguably the greatest goaltender, because it's a little dramatic, but one of the best goaltenders this team has had in their franchise history, and the guy that backs up them into a cup. Does that give you a boost? Because his stats right now are better than the other two guys.
And just think, we could have had Henrik Lundqvist, whose stats were better than Braden Holtby's in 2019.
Yeah, but this team had a whole other problems.
So close.
They had so many other issues. That would have been so weird, still seeing him in a Caps jersey.
Yeah. I'm so bummed it never happened. I really am.
That would have been weird. Anyways, so I don't know. But they... It's not a good time for the Caps right now. I mean, they've got the goalies are a bit of a enigma. One of them's got to stand out. And they have been at times this season, but they're not consistent. You've got a 4-game losing streak with some ugly losses, and we've got an injured Ovechkin.
Right.
And, you know, he's got an upper body injury.
Look at the upcoming schedule, because the last 2 weeks here, since the beginning of the new year, it's been a game, 4 days off. Couple games, 4 days off. Starting on Saturday on the 15th against the Islanders, you've got hockey every other day. So there's you know, many vacations that these guys have had for the last 2 weeks. That's over. You got a whole lot of hockey to play to the end of this month.
Yeah. It's a bit, and that's probably why they've been giving him these maintenance days, to give him a chance to rest up. Oh, actually, Brandon, we have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
So, according to Tarik El-Bashir, as of 7 minutes ago, Alex Ovechkin has been voted captain of the Metro Division for the 2022 All-Star Game.
Wow.
This is his 12th, franchise record 12th All-Star Game selection. He was selected back in 2007, 8, 9, 2011, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 2020.
Well, go Ovi. Hopefully he's healthy enough to actually go there.
Yeah. I still think they should get rid of the game and just do skills competition stuff.
Well, if we'll get to it on Down on the Farm, because we're going to talk a little bit about what the ECHL does for their All-Star game.
It's dumb.
I think they should do that for the NHL level.
No, it's dumb.
It would actually give some reasoning to watch the game.
All right, we'll talk about it. I think it's silly. But it looks like, you know, Ovechkin's got a little bit of something's bothering him. Something's nagging him. And he's trying to figure out. He's just, you know, they're giving him some opportunities to rest up so that he can be ready for the tough schedule they got coming up. And that makes sense. Especially if you have so many games left, give him a chance to rest. I mean, it's not like he takes a ton of time to get ready. And it's not like he's got a lot of work to do on the power play.
That's true.
Their power play sucks.
Power play's still bad. Ovi, though, he is definitely showing his age the last couple months. I mean, how many games did he miss at the end of last season? Here he is. He already was he injured earlier in this year as well? He missed a game or two earlier this year.
But I wonder if there was a game, would he have played? Like, say that if there was a game tonight, would he have played?
I don't know. They're being very coy about it. Laviolette is not letting anybody in on whether or not Ovi will be playing.
It's the NHL in general. They never want to tell you what's going on.
Yeah. You don't want the other team to know what's up until the very last minute.
So, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
So, who do they give the A to Tom Wilson if Ovi is out?
Well, that's my guess. Who do you think becomes captain when Ovechkin retires? Like, let's say the roster is the same.
Yeah.
And I feel like probably the core group of guys will still be here. Who gets the C?
Tom Wilson.
You think so?
100%.
I'm going John Carlson.
I'd like to see that too.
I think Carlson gets the C. I think Ovechkin and Backstrom ride off in the sunset together, even though they messed that up with their contracts. Ovechkin had to get that one extra year. I think they ride off into the sunset together. And then I think it goes to Carlson. I think Oshie's probably gone at that point. And you're seeing Wilson and Orlov? No. Wilson and I don't know. Maybe someone else they don't have isn't on the rock. Mantha or someone, you know, that isn't on, we're not seeing on the rock. When is he coming back, by
remember
the
that
way?
Guy?
Is he ever coming back? I feel like...
Forgot about him.
Right? Like, where you at, man? I mean, I know he's long-term injury reserve. I'm going to look up. I don't remember when he's supposed to be coming back. He's out in... Okay, here's an article from NHL.com back from November 6th. No timeline for how long... Well, that was helpful.
I think Tom Wilson would get the C just because I do agree with you that John Carlson is a great pickup for the captain. However,
I mean, it also depends if he wants it.
Yeah, I don't know if he's as flashy as Tom Wilson might be.
You don't have to be flashy.
100%.
Dude, you don't. We had Chris Clark was the captain. Jeff Halpern, I believe, was the captain. Like, you don't have to be flashy to be a captain.
You need to somebody Ovechkin's sell jerseys.
Flashy and the captain. Okay, I don't know if you know this, but You're allowed to buy jerseys of players who are not captains.
I know. I have a John Carlson jersey myself. I got you one as well. But Tom Wilson will sell way more jerseys than John Carlson will.
I didn't even remember I had a John Carlson jersey.
Oh, yeah. You got yourself
just
one.
Just this minute. Thanks, buddy. I totally forgot. It's because I haven't been to a game in forever. And usually I wear my Backstrom Stanley Cup one when I go. I'm going to have to rock Carlson. All right. Next one I go to, I'm rocking the Carlson. Anyways, I think it's Carlson if he wants it. Maybe they give it to Wilson because he's probably here longer than Carlson. Just because
that's also another thing. Yeah, he's younger.
He's 5 years younger.
And he's already played 600 games with the Capitals.
And he probably could have played 800 if he stopped hitting people.
That's true. Also, I think it would just tick off every other team in the league, and I would just do it for that reason alone.
In reality, the next captain could not even be on the roster at the moment.
Yeah, very true. It could be Henrik Lapierre.
It could...
Could be. He didn't make Team Canada, but for the World Juniors. He's probably looking at that now going, thank God I didn't make that roster.
I mean, it could be Lapierre. It could be McMichael. It could be a young guy that isn't on the roster yet. It could be a young guy that's not even in the organization yet. We still have, you know, Ovechkin still has 4 more years on his deal after this one. So we'll see what happens there. But
when things get really bad and the Capitals are entered into the lottery for the draft and we get to pick number one again, that's our
new
captain.
Not if I think... I don't know if that happens because they've drafted really well. The problem with before when they were able to get Ovechkin is that they traded away so many prospects and picks because they kept trying to win during the, you know, Peter Bondra era. Right. And so they didn't have a farm system to really pull from. So they went and they traded all those guys away and they brought in picks and they brought in prospects like Tomas Fleischmann, and you had opportunities to draft Ovechkin and Backstrom, and they, who else did they bring in? Brooks Like. And they brought, you know, those guys, and they were able to draft Mike Green. And it's because they didn't have anybody. All those, you know, the team was able to rebound and become what they are now because they made that tough decision years ago. This go round, they do have prospects that I don't think they're willing to move on, like a McMichael, like a Lapierre. They didn't have that then. I don't think we're going to go back into the lottery necessarily. And I, part of me wouldn't be surprised. Let's say Ovechkin, Backstrom retire, and Oshie's traded or retired or whatever by then. They still have a decent number of young guys getting into their mid-20s. They could go out and trade for or sign a star player at that point. You know, you could be Toronto and go get a John Tavares.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone that gets to that point. You know, and it's certainly possible. Or do you do that before Ovechkin leaves so that that guy, you know, you get to play a year with one of the greatest goal scorers or the greatest goal scorer of all time?
Are we still doing a podcast at that point?
I don't know. I'll have two kids at that point. So, like, who knows what's going to happen after this second kid's born in, like, a month and a half? I have no idea.
What else we got going on in Caps world? I think we just have a lot of...
I think that's it.
The whole season, though, is like, your favorite meme. Just the shrugging guy. Just... I don't know. Like, no.
Is it a meme, though? Because I send it in text form.
I don't know how you do that either.
It's like an icon. Oh, okay. So I'll tell you. And everybody else out there in podcast land, how you do it. So I copied and pasted it from somewhere else, and then I made it a keyboard shortcut.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
So when I type in – it wasn't my idea. Someone gave me the idea. I'd love to take credit for it, but it was brilliant on their part. So I made it a keyboard shortcut. So I type in the shortcut, and then it pops up, and I just press it.
I like
and
that.
It works. Yeah, that's how I do it.
All right. So, hey, if that's it for what's going on in Caps world, not much is happening. I mean, except
those
four...
Well, we haven't played in forever.
Those four games sucked. Ovi's hurt, and the goalie situation's still undecided. So,
woo!
That's where we're at. All right, so that is what's going on in Caps world. Now let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, let's start in Hershey, where the Bears went 3-1-1 since we last talked, with wins over Lehigh Valley and 2 wins over Wilkes-Barre Scranton, although they did lose to Syracuse in regulation and Bridgeport in a shootout. 7 out of a possible 10 points. That's not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
No. They're currently first in the Atlantic Division with 40 points, one up on second place Springfield, although the Bears have played one more game. They'll be back at it on Saturday when they host Toronto at the Giants Center before heading to Wilkes-Barre Scranton on Sunday. Down in South Carolina, the Stingrays went 0-3 with two losses to Florida and one to Orlando. They are now on a four-game losing streak and have lost 13 of their last 14 games.
Not good.
No, that is a problem. They're currently in last place in the South Division with 23 points, 19 back of first place Florida, and they're 12 back of fourth place Orlando. They have built themselves quite a hole.
This is what Laviolette should do if there's any young gun that is just not playing right. You know,
you're going to South Carolina.
You know South Carolina's not doing well. Why don't you show up and do something and help them out? Or do you want to stay here with the nice first-class airfare and hotel rooms and everything? We'll send you to South Carolina. We'll do it.
It's a little rough down there. Now, they're going to try and turn things around when they host Norfolk at the North Charleston Coliseum on Friday and Saturday before heading to Greenville on Sunday. Now, another Stingrays news, the team announced on Wednesday that defenseman Jordan Subban has been named to the 2022 Warrior ECHL All-Star Classic roster. The midseason event will be hosted by the Jacksonville Icemen on Monday, January 17th, that's this upcoming Monday, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it will air live on the NHL Network. This year's All-Star event will see host Jacksonville take on the ECHL All-Stars, as well as it will feature several skills events, which will count as a goal towards the winning player's team score. Brandon, this is confusing me a little bit in terms of how the skills competition works.
So I think pretty much what it says is it'll feature several skills events, which will count
like
as
in the
a
middle
goal.
Of the game, one player's going to have to like they're going to be skating around, right? And then all of a sudden you're going to hear some sort of like air raid siren, and then they're suddenly going to bust out in like a race.
No, I think like there's a skills competition.
Because I kind of like my idea.
I mean, it's not bad. It's like musical chairs in the middle of a game.
Yeah, no, like all, not even that, but like all, like in the middle of it, you hear a certain siren, and suddenly that means it's a hardest shot contest or whatever the term is.
I feel bad for the goaltender in that situation.
Well, I don't think you put a goalie in that situation. If that, you hear that sound, the goalie like has to run out of the, you know,
or
crease real fast.
You have to hit a siren, and then it's see how long the goaltender takes to get to the bench, and you just take shots on him as he's like going to the bench.
I think these all-star skills competitions, or if they play these games, it should be more like NBA Jam back in the day where you could like, you had a certain setting where you could add spots would pop up on the court where they would be a shot would be worth like 10 points or 15 points. Like as they're playing, suddenly a spot on the ice pops up and that goal's worth 3. And if you score from there, you get 3 goals.
See, that's interesting.
I think that would actually be like highly entertaining because you could see like it pops up and suddenly their team's like, oh, and they're like hustling to like try and get someone into that spot.
So I think what this means is there's skills competitions, there's like hardest shot or whatever, or you know, where they skate up and down the rink, all that kind of stuff. Whoever wins that gets a goal in the game, in the All-Star game. So I'm like, that's actually kind of interesting. So let's say Ovi gets the hardest shot. Right, exactly. And I kind of think that's interesting. I also think it's interesting that the host team is the one where, like, with the arena. So Jacksonville, as a team as a whole, is playing the All-Star team.
So
I kind of dig that.
What if they'd planned this out, but then the team that's hosting sucked?
I think it'd be even funnier.
Because they would get... What if South Carolina was hosting? They would get blown out.
I don't know. Because like there's so many times where the All-Star team is made up half of the hometown team. So just have the hometown team host and it's up against an All-Star team. I would totally dig that. I'm like, that's kind of a brilliant idea. Let's do it.
It's interesting. I think it's clever. I'll put it that way. It is clever. I don't know. I like the idea. I guess. Not at the NHL level that you sort of talked about before. Definitely not at the NHL level.
I don't know. I feel like it would make it a little bit more interesting because the All-Star game right now is.
I like my NBA Jam idea.
Yeah, I can do that. Or, like you said, combine the skills with the game. You have to hit a buzzer, and then like you have to take like mini shots on mini goals. Or just put the mini goal in for the game. That's even better.
I mean, I'm down. I think it'd be funny. Yeah. Suddenly they just get switched out. Yeah, I like it. I think making the game goofier would be kind of fun. But the three on it's boring.
Yeah.
So yep, that's what's going on down on the farm.
All right. That's what you know what else? If it is like a tournament and you have like Ovi win the hardest shot or whatever, he could then use that goal in any of the games. So let's say like he's losing by one. He goes, I'd like to cash in this gold medal, and then boom, he wins the game at the end. That's brilliant. It's like the immunity idol in Survivor.
Oh, God. All right. Well, it's something. I don't know if I go all brilliant, right, so, but it's something.
NHL, we are giving you so many good ideas right now.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. All right, so go Bears, go Stingrays. Stingrays, come on, pick up the pace. Let's do this.
What are we doing?
Now let's go around the NHL. And beyond! All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL and beyond. Personally, my favorite part of our show. I got to say, it really is.
Is that because you get to yell, and beyond?
I think it's because I get to do the least, and it's just you talking most of the time, and I just get to make snarky comments.
All right, see how it is.
All right, Coach Stan, tell us, what is going on around the NHL and beyond?
Let's start in San Jose, where they put Evander Kane on waivers with the purpose of buying him out. Now, word is a few teams are looking to sign him up because apparently no one can learn from other people's mistakes.
Who is saying this? Who is saying, hey, we want to look into this guy?
Edmonton.
Why? Edmonton. He faked his vaccine card.
Because they will do... Yeah, I know. Like, way to be selfish. They will do anything, I think, to keep Connor McDavid. Because if they don't start winning and, you know, he like consistently and actually making runs in the playoffs, I kind of wonder if he's going to want to dip. Now, people have said that about Ovechkin years ago. So.
Sure.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Maybe he could be a guy that can take over when Ovi leaves.
But we'll see. That'd be nice, but I don't anticipate that happening.
Yeah.
So Connor McDavid, yeah, apparently he supports, can't say words, the Oilers looking at Evander Kane. So we will see. And who knows? I mean, right now I'm looking at Kane maybe facing some NHL discipline for his COVID protocol violations. So we'll see what happens there. But in other news, the 2022 U.S. Olympic men's ice hockey team was announced on ESPN2 tonight, that being Thursday. All 25 players on the U.S. roster have played college hockey in the U.S., including 15 currently playing in the NCAA. Current Providence Bruin and former Capital Aaron Ness is among the 25 players joining the USA team in Beijing. The U.S. Olympic men's ice hockey team opens play on February 10th when they faced host China in its first preliminary round game at 8:10 in the morning Eastern Standard Time.
Hmm.
What is February 10th? That is a...
Saturday?
No, because I think the 6th is a Sunday.
Is it?
So I might be able to just kind of have it on in the background.
It's a Thursday.
Yeah, maybe Thursday. I'll have that. I'm going to see if I cancel some meetings or something and have that on in the background. But another NHL Olympic news of former Caps players. Czech Republic announced their roster today, which includes former Capitals defenseman Jakub Jerebek? I'm not sure.
I think it's Jakub.
And Tomas Kondratik. There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah,
I liked him, but moving on. And people getting fined news.
One second before you get to that, we do have to talk about it. I just sent you. I did not realize this, but Japan, they released their Olympic jerseys at the end of December. We completely missed that. Take a look at the link I sent you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Don't like them.
You don't like them?
No.
See, I thought you were going to dig them.
No, the lines are weird.
And I sent you, I think it was earlier this week, that Denmark.
I think I like theirs.
Yeah, their Olympic sweaters were released earlier this week for the women's hockey team. I don't think they have a men's hockey team this year, but the women's team is their sweaters. They're red. They have a white stripe, and then it's the lion on the front of it. I like them. I think Finland are still my favorite, but Denmark might be a close second.
Denmark's is pretty good. I like theirs.
Yeah, once they all get released, we need to do a ranking. But although we're not going to have to take a week off now because we're going to have NHL hockey to talk about.
Yeah, so we'll have to throw that in at some point in this.
Yeah.
I don't know. But going back to people getting fined news, Dallas head coach Rick Bowness was fined $25,000 for inappropriate conduct against the St. Louis Blues. And let's wrap up with some suspension news as Montreal's Chris Weidman was suspended for one game for headbutting Boston's Erik Haula. Why are you headbutting someone?
With a helmet on?
That's even more rude. Like, I guess, I don't know. I didn't see the video, but like, don't.
This isn't soccer. Don't do that.
All right, calm down, Zidane. Let's wrap up with an announcement of the NHL All-Star Game rosters as they were released by the NHL earlier today. We'll start with the Metropolitan team led by Caps captain Alex Ovechkin. He will be joined by Sebastian Aho and Frederick Anderson of the Carolina Hurricanes, Adam Fox from the Rangers, Claude Giroux from the Flyers, Jack Hughes from the Devils, Tristan Jarry from the Penguins, Chris Kreider from the Rangers, Adam Pellick from Pellich? I don't care. He's an Islander. And Zach Werenski of the Blue Jackets. You know what? This thing doesn't say who the captains are. Who cares? Team Atlantic will be from Ottawa, will be Drake Batherson, Patrice Bergeron of the Bruins, Jack Campbell of the Maple Leafs, Rasmus Dahlin of the Sabres, Victor Hedman of the Lightning, Jonathan Huberdeau of the Panthers, Dylan Larkin of the Red Wings, Austin Matthews from the Maple Leafs, Nick Suzuki from the Canadiens, and Andre Vasilevsky of the Tampa Bay Lightning. You'd think Tampa Bay would have more dudes considering they're a really good team.
Oh, yeah.
Team Central. We need to come with more fun names for these, by the way. Come on, NHL. Let's make this happen. Team Central, we got Kyle Connor of the Winnipeg Jets, Alex DeBrincat of the Blackhawks. I feel like Alex DeBrincat needs to play for Florida. Kirill Kaprizov of the Wild, Clayton Keller of the Coyotes, Jordan Kyrou of the Blues, Nathan MacKinnon of the Avalanche, Kale McCarr of the Avalanche as well, Joe Pavelski of the Stars, Juicy Saros from Nashville, and Cam Talbot from the Minnesota Wild. And then Team Pacific will see Jordan Eberle of the Kraken, Thatcher Demko of the Canucks, Leon Draisaitl of the Oilers, Johnny Gaudreau from the Flames, John Gibson from the Ducks, Adrian Kemp from the Kings, Connor McDavid from the Oilers. I have to imagine he's going to be the captain of that team. Timo Meier from the Sharks, Alex Petrangelo of the Golden Knights, as well as Mark Stone from the Golden Knights. Those are your NHL All-Stars. And then it looks like Yevgeny Kuznetsov is the Caps pick for the write-in ballot, or the Caps candidate, I should say, for the last men in fan vote. So, yeah, that's the NHL All-Stars, and we'll see who the last few guys are. So, yeah, that is the – what is it? That's the past week in the NHL and beyond.
So no former Caps are making the All-Star game either, huh? All the names you listed off, I didn't recognize any of them as former Capital players.
No. Isn't that a good thing?
I mean, I don't know if it's a good thing or not.
Because it means we don't have players. I mean, it's the All-Star game. Like, who cares? And how many guys didn't make the team because they're injured?
Yeah.
Or have COVID. So,
yeah.
I don't know. And I imagine these rosters are going to change because someone's going to get COVID on this roster between now and
I mean, I understand the All-Star game is a big moneymaker for the NHL because Ted Turner paid a lot, or the Turner Broadcasting Company paid a lot for it. But is this really the best idea with Omicron and everything going down right now? I mean, you're barely getting through a season. You've already had to pause it once. So
you can't go through the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Anyway, so Anyway, that's the show for this week. If you'd like to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals related things. Occasionally talking about Arsenal Football Club, the Buffalo Bills, big game against the Patriots on Saturday.
Go Pats.
Watch. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. I'm about to log off this thing. I am out of here. Washington football team on occasion. Please don't go with a team name that's being leaked.
You're going to the rally they're going to have February, whatever.
I would, COVID or no COVID, I'm not going, but I'm definitely not going during COVID. I don't even know if the Caps won the cup. I go down there. I went last time. I don't know if I need to go this time.
I didn't even go last time.
If it happened. Oh, although, it was cool. So, Anyways, that's finding me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where we'll post when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other things related to the Washington Capitals, Hershey Bears, South Carolina Stingrays, the Hershey Cubs, maybe, and other things related to the NHL and fun things that pop into Brandon's head. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But hey, if you've enjoyed this show and you, I already said that part, but it, or did I? I don't know. If you've enjoyed this show and you want to listen to a show about a, I'm going to do that whole part again. That was terrible. Can you hear my stomach rumbling?
No.
Okay, good. Hopefully the mic doesn't pick it up. Oh, man, I'm hungry. Anyways, so, but hey, if you've enjoyed this show and you want to follow a football team that didn't make the playoffs, Brandon, is there a podcast they should listen to?
That's right. You can check out my Ravens podcast called The Call. Me and my buddy Josh will be going over the season in review to talk about all the things that went wrong this year, how to fix them, if it's possible, and looking forward to the draft. And
where do you guys pick?
14. We got number 14 this year.
All right.
Not bad. Right in the middle. That's not bad. Usually they're down like 26. You don't even get on TV. Draft night. So, you know, it is what it is. But, number 14, don't have to stay up as late this year. But, hey, there's lots of football to talk about. We're going to talk about probably the playoffs, all that kind of stuff that the Ravens aren't in. Super Bowl, 1 month from the time of recording right now. I'm going to say Pats Bucks. That's what I'm going to say for
now,
the Super
Patriot,
Bowl.
You're delusional.
Thank you.
There's no way. Even if they get past Buffalo, there's no way.
Yeah, we'll see. It's supposed to be, I think, 0 degrees Fahrenheit in Buffalo on, are they playing Saturday night?
Saturday night, 8:15.
Yeah. Well, 0 degrees, so.
Oh, it's
both
Buffalo.
Teams, though. Both teams are made for that northeastern.
Yeah,
type
that's
of
the interesting aspect of that matchup is they're just. But I imagine there's probably more issues with snow in Buffalo than New England.
Yeah, and they're lucky because we're supposed to get pretty smacked with snow coming Sunday, then heading up the coast. So
I don't know if we're getting
they're lucky
smacked
to,
per se, as we're getting.
I mean,
some.
Yeah, I heard 8 to 12 so far.
What?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I think I'm down here in Montgomery County. I'm kind of closer to that line of what may just
three.
Be freezing rain. Although, yeah, no, you're kind of in the same spot, it looks like, where we are.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what we end up with. It's still plenty of time for it to change.
Absolutely. Lots of stuff. But, hey, if you enjoyed this show and you love hockey, tell a friend, tell everybody. Write us an Apple Podcast review. Rate us over on Spotify. Listen to us, like us over on Facebook. You can listen to the show directly on our Facebook page, which is pretty awesome. So let everybody know. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok. Anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So let's go over the games until we talk again on Saturday. Caps are traveling up to New York, up to Long Island. Up against the Islanders. That game is at 2:00 in the afternoon, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington or the NHL Network. And then on Sunday, the Caps are up against Bruce. There it is, the Vancouver Canucks. That game also at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can watch that on the NHL Network or NBC Sports Washington here locally. And then on Tuesday, the Caps are up against the Jets. Winnipeg comes to DC. That game's at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. We got two former Caps coaches we're up against this weekend. We got Barry Trotz and we got Bruce Boudreau.
That's weird. So that doesn't happen very often, I would imagine.
No, right in a row, so that's kind of crazy. But it'll be good to see those guys again. Hopefully Laviolette can have a nice conversation with them and be like, hey, how'd you win a cup? Can you let me in on this secret? How did you...
He's won a cup.
I know, but not with the Caps.
Well, yeah, that's true.
How'd you get Ovi to inspire everybody else? What'd you do? That's what we'll see. And then Bruce, you'd be like, where's the best Haagen-Dazs? And he'll know.
All right. That's not nice.
That's true. He loves a good Haagen-Dazs. We know it. It's documented. HBO documented it.
Who doesn't?
I had to tell you, I was a little bummed going to the grocery store recently. I was really hoping for some peppermint bark ice cream to be on sale, like Christmas, like clearance.
Yeah.
All gone. All gone. I was bummed.
I think I did have... It was okay.
I'm a big fan of the candy cane, so I miss it already.
I like the peppermint stuff.
Yeah, it's good. All right, well, that's pretty much it for the show this week, everybody. Say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.